Good afternoon, Dr. Schnitt, dictating a 12-lead EKG report on Alan Stoffels, STOEFFELS. On 7/9/24, Mr. Stoffels performed a 12-lead EKG period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes appear to be normal. T waves normal. Echocardiograph impression normal. EKG next. 12-lead EKG on Shirley Detweiler, Detweiler. On 7/9/24, Mrs. Detweiler performed a 12-lead EKG period. Patient is in a ventricular rhythm with a complete left bundle branch block pattern. Prior cardiographs are unavailable for comparison. Period of paragraph impression, ventricular rhythm with a left bundle branch block pattern and left axis deviation, period. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Marjorie Chodikoff, CHODIKOFF. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 7/9/24, Mrs. Chodikoff performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 4/3/24. There's been no significant change period. In paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Tammy Sayer, S-A-Y-R-E. This goes to Dr. Pogodino. On 7/9/24, Mrs. Sayer performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index is less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/26/24, there's been no significant change period in a paragraph impression of severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant progression. Next. 6-minute walk test on John Augusta, A-G-O-S-T-A. This goes to Jason Honecker. On 7/9/24, Mr. Augusta performed a 6-minute walk test period prior to ambulating and room air saturation. Was 97% period. The patient achieved 459 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 96% period. Of paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Bruce Veronik, V-E-R-O-N-I-C-K. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 7/9/24, Mr. Veronik performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96% period. The patient achieved 472 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 95% period. No paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Horace Tyndall, T-Y-N-D-A-L-L. This goes to Dr. Robert Johnson. On 7/9/24, Mr. Tyndall performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without significant airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/4/24, there's been no significant change. Period. No paragraph impression, moderate restrictive lung disease without significant airways obstruction with mild bronchoreactivity showing no significant progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Lois Smith. This goes to Dr. Partis. On 7/9/24, Mrs. Smith performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to our prior study dated 4/2/24. Slight improvement. Period of paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing some improvement. Period. Thank you.